All right, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, everybody okay?
Yes.
All right, well, I've been better, to tell you the truth. You know, the game the other day was not good news, and then I've got some other bad news that was just recently released from the NFL. We found out that Tamba will be suspended for the first regular season game. You know, you can't feel too good about that. But the NFL substance abuse policy is what it is. It's been in place, and they have been very clear about it. And so it was violated, so there's a consequence to be paid for it. And so Tamba will pay the consequence. You know, we're disappointed. We're disappointed for him. We're disappointed for the team, disappointed for the organization and the fans. But it is what it is. Now, he, you know, Tamba is a guy who is very prideful. He's been a very good team member for this team. And I think the team will rally around him and support him as best they can during this time. He's able to practice with us and be with us and play in the preseason games. And his suspension will start when the regular season starts. And then after he serves his suspension, and then he'll be back with the team at that time. And, you know, I know that probably you guys and ladies have a lot of questions about, you know, what it is, whatever. But, you know, the commissioner, he's pretty strict about what he does and how he handles things. And this is an NFL policy. It's handled by the NFL. They told us, and I'm telling you. And other than that, I really can't say much more because I put myself in jeopardy if I go further than I've already gone. So I don't know what questions that you might have that you think I might be able to answer or whatever, but understand that there are limits if you choose to ask questions about this situation. Yes, Studebaker is the next guy up. You know, we always look at guys and see what's going to happen, but Studebaker, he's played both left and right in the past for us, and so we'll look here the next week and a half and see how it goes, and then when we start preparing for the Atlanta game, then we'll determine how we're going to play the game.
What about as a pass rusher? Who's the next guy up there?
Well, all of these guys, all of the outside linebackers rush the passer. Now, the thing is that, you know, you don't have the rush ability that Tamba brings to the table, you know, from everybody else. But I expect everybody to step up to provide some pass rush for us.
Other than Houston, of course, would the best pure pass rusher of that group be Sheffield?
Well, Sheffield can rush, and he has rushed in the past. I mean, Andy can rush. And Andy has been working really hard this training camp, and I think he's improved his pass rush ability this camp. You know, so I mean, all of those guys can produce and can play. So you know, we'll put them out there and see who can bring something to the table for us.
What's it looking like for Sheffield? Can he play this week? Can he practice this week?
Or is he he's still a little limited. Hopefully he can get on the field before the week passes us by, and hopefully he can play a little bit this game, but right now I cannot tell you that he's going to play.
To take away some of Tamba's playing time and practice and in the games, the next two games, to get your other guys ready for this?
Well, I think there's a fine line with that because of where our numbers are. You know, if Sheffield is not there, then we're limited a little bit, you know, with numbers. So now I don't want to wear those guys out and maybe get one of those guys banged up, and then we'll be worse off. So we have to walk this fine line depending on where Sheffield is and how we approach the next 10 days.
Not to try to get you in trouble, but this test, was this like the reporting for training camp test for Tamba, or is this – what is the timing of when he was tested? And
I don't know. The NFL, they administer the test and they do the results.
Start camp or that's a moment.
Now, the NFL, you'd have to talk to the NFL to see if they would give you anything there. I'm not allowed because it's the NFL substance abuse policy, and that's handled by the NFL.
You mentioned that Dwayne passed his conditioning test.
Yes.
You said he had some other test. Does he pass some of it? Just where is he on his timeline now?
Well, he's passed all his tests, and so now he's into the acclimation period, and then tomorrow we can put him in pads.
What are your plans for him, Coach? Or do you know yet on the next upcoming preseason game? And how much would you use him, perhaps a little bit more, since he hasn't seen the game?
Well, I think that depends on how he does, the next couple of days here, and particularly tomorrow after we get him in pads. But you know, these guys that he's playing against and playing with, you know, they've been through all the training camp and they've had contact much longer than he has. The thing, he's learning a new system, learning new terminology, and he hasn't had any contact. So once you start contact, generally what happens is you get a little sore, you know, you get a little beat up. So what we're going to have to determine as we go through this week is how much we think he can take, how much we think he's ready for. And just like we did with Jamal Charles and Barry and Moyaki, is not overdo it. And I don't think that we should overdo it with Dwayne, because he's really behind these other guys.
Who's with him, with the playbook? Who's giving him the crash course, I guess? How's that going?
The offensive coaches are giving him a crash course. And he's a willing student, you know, because he's back in the fold and he wants to do good. He's a prideful receiver, so, you know, I think that he'll do everything he can to learn as fast as he can to try to get out on the field.
Couple more guys.
Have offenses reached a point where you can't, like, send them out in the huddle and have Matt call X-ray right 7-7 and Dwayne go down 10 yards, turn in?
But yes, you could do that. Yeah, I think we could do that, you know. But ideally, you would want him to call X-ray right 777, then everybody knows what that means, and then not have to point to an individual and say, you do this or you do that. Well, yes, that could get him some playing time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.